one ball and no strikes. Yeah, talking about Bob Uecker and his influence, and I'm one of the nerds that used to score along at home. Here's the pitch, strike call. He still says that, you know, for those of you scoring along with us at home.
Yep.
So I was, you know, probably started that about 9 or 10 years old, and I'd sit up there every night with a scorebook keeping track of the Brewers score. Here's the pitch, bouncing. It's amazing I ever had a date. Here's a pitch picked up by the second baseman, Strang, throws him out at first.
Did you have a date?
Well, I got married, so I got at least I had a wedding date.
4-4 June.
4-3 put out, McGlynn is gone as Strang throws the loose, and we're back to the top of the order. Brady Dosh of the Hornets, after several uprisings, they have now been retired 6 in a row. Dosh has grounded out, and he has flown out to right field. I thought that lady was bringing us money here. She thought we were the snack bar.
Just tell her to go get us a hot chocolate.
Pitches down low. Back in the day, Richland Center, when they played at Kroska Park, we used to broadcast from the Kiwanis stand.
Okay.
There. It was right along the backstop or first base area. Actually, it'd be third base area. On the big diamond, the pitch is upstairs for ball. And more than once, I'd be there, you know, broadcasting, and somebody would come up with a dollar because there was a sign back there that said Pepsi, and they'd be like, trying to order. I might look like I'm in the drive-thru, but I'm broadcasting baseball. Swing and a miss by Dosh, 2-1. Brady trying to make base here for the Hornets the first time. Here's the pitch. Bounced over the pitcher's mound. This is trouble. Ryer Wayne is there. Picks. Throws. Oh, got him on a bang-bang at first base. Ryer Wayne with a couple of highlight reel plays there in that inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, not left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Boscobel and Richland Center had a good one today. 5-4 Bulldogs on WRCO at WRCO.com.
At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to providing heart and stroke care that aligns with the latest research-based treatment guidelines. Studies show patients can recover better when these guidelines are consistently followed. We're proud to be recognized by the American Heart Association for our achievement in the Get With The Guidelines Coronary Artery Disease Quality Program. Another way the Richland Hospital and Clinics is working to improve healthcare for you and your family.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. Whether you are a small business, large business, or anything in between, they will help you with all of your signage needs. BL Signs,
647-0149. Welcome back here to Boscobel. Trying to figure out all the changes here. Richland Center has switched pitchers. Thomas Honer is now in to pitch for Richland Center. Enters the ball game. Had been on the bench here earlier. Was warming up on the sidelines and now gets into the game. So Lane Miller, opening day start on a cold day. Henry, he didn't do too bad.
He didn't do bad. What, 5 or 6 strikeouts?
Yep.
Not bad. So, you know, out of what inning are we in? 4, bottom of 4 out of the first 1, 2, 3. He set down 2 sides. So
yep.
That's how I look at it.
Gives up 3 hits.
Yep, gives up 3 hits. But, you know, after the first game, the coaches have a lot to work on, which is a good thing to get the non-cons out of the way. That's why they plan to try to get that.
Yes.
And both teams have things to work on, but both teams done well in certain things. So Boscobel's done well at taking bases.
They have. They're aggressive.
Yeah, they're very aggressive on the base pass. So
talking to Coach Lemke before the game, and he was just glad that they were able to get this in because now they don't have Platinum Lamar Knight, but he said it's tough to go right into conference play without any test,
right,
you know.
Yeah.
And so really looking at this as a plus tonight.
And you made a good point earlier. You have no idea what the ground's going to do. I mean, they've been in the gym. I mean, you have no
right.
Doubt, so
leading off, Caden Strang. He was hit by a pitch, took one for the team, and scored a run last time. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing in one. 8-9-1 for Boscobel, due up in the bottom of the fourth inning. Owner's set to go, and here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Strike two. Lights have been on since prior to game time. This week it's been kind of dark. During the day, a couple of times, people have said their yard lights were still on, you know, midday. Here's the pitch upstairs for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Outfield shaded a little bit toward right, playing shallow out there is Brady Dosh. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball.
That was a tough one to take there, Phil.
It was close, wasn't it? Lane Miller now a shortstop for the Hornets. He's a good shortstop as well. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a miss. Straying is out. There is one away. But Thomas Helner, you know, he came in. He struggled a little bit in warm-ups, but he does well with the first
pitch. Yeah, I tell you what, he does.
And that's tough coming in.
He's been on the bench
for three innings for an hour. And then
he's been warming up out there about every inning, so good for him, though. I like to see pitchers do well in high school.
Here's the pitch upstairs.
You know, it moves the game a little bit faster for everybody involved, including the players.
Right.
If you can hit the zone, you're going to make the batter swing. So
here's the pitch. That one is just outside. 2-0. That's the one thing that the pitch count has done is develop more pitching.
Yeah, it has.
Forced coaches to get everybody to try their hand at pitching. Here's the pitch.
You know,
swing and a miss.
Even if it's just an inning.
Yes. Because once in a while you'll play a weekend, like a tournament or a doubleheader on the weekend, and you need those extra arms.
I remember it was last year. I think Kirk Thompson at Riverdale, he played, what, 6 games in 4 days?
Yeah.
And you know.
Everybody pitched even the water boy.
Yeah, and there he goes, hey, let Henry throw.
3-1 offering the pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. I think Barry Schultz had used up his eligibility, so he couldn't throw. Owner back from the windup, and the pitch outside. He walked in. 3-2 pitch, and he lost him, so one on with one away.
And Briar Wayne's having a heck of a ball game on defense.
Top of the order, yep. He's looking for his first hit. 5-4 Boscobel, bottom of four here in Bulldog Country.
Last at bat, he grounded out to shortstop, I believe. So.
Got an RBI, though.
Yep, he did.
Runner leads at first. Owner to the bell. And the pitch, swing, and a miss. Nothing in 1-2, the hitter. Good crowd on hand tonight.
Yes.
Despite the elements. Runner again gets the lead. Owner with the pitch. Outside for a ball.
I think it's getting colder.
I think it is, too.
I think the wind has picked up. And
inevitable it's going to. 1-1. Good thing it's not a doubleheader. Oh, the first up. He just looks over there. Runner gets back. Thomas back and ready. And the pitch is up high. 2-1, Tyler Miller on deck for the Hornets. Again, owner eyeballs the runner. Here's the pitch. That's low. And the count goes to 3-1 now in the batter.
You know, we talked all good about the pitchers. And
yep. Owner struggling to find the zone now.
But I tell you what, that wind's picked up. You can tell that on the shirts of the pitchers.
Here's the pitch. This one popped high in the air toward the right field side. Second baseman back and makes the grab. Cole Wassinger, good range there.
Nice job.
Two away. That'll bring up Tyler Miller. Miller walked and scored in the first, struck out in the second. Making his way in. Back when I played, you know, he didn't play as many games.
Right.
Regular season was maybe 10, 11 games, to be honest. And then the tournament follow.
You know, to be honest, though, Phil, I think the Northern teams may have more games in it this time.
No, I was talking about that the other day. There are a lot of times when they'll come down here on weekends just to play because there's a foot of snow still on their field.
Yep.
But not this year. Northern Wisconsin has been hurting as a result of that in their business community. Owner back and ready. Here's the pitch. Ripped opposite way. Foul ball. Nothing in one. Boscobel in the lead, if you're just joining us, by a score of 5-4. Two in the first, one in the second, two in the third. Hornets with a four spot in the second. Anderson leads at first. Here's the pitch. This one bounced toward right field. Wassinger ranging over. Gloves, throws.
Nice
got
range.
It. Cole Wassinger has a good inning in the field.
Nice job for Cole.
Has a couple of putouts in a row that were really tough. So that'll do it for Boscobel. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left aboard. We go to the fifth inning. It's Boscobel leading the Hornets 5-4 in high school baseball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, modern AR rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. For competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs, stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit OpenSeasonOutlet.com.
Hank and Phil in the secure broadcast facility today. We're enjoying ourselves.
Nobody's talking to us, though.
No, they're not. Everybody's, you know. But we kind of got it parked, so we're not blocking anything.
But everybody's looking at us like we're a bunch of
What are those guys doing?
Apparently they can park anywhere they want.
They don't know we're broadcasting the game, I don't think. Jacob McDonald stands in 1-2 on the day against Landon Haseley. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing. Hank, what about the pitch count for Landon? Have you got that?
Landon, he's at 62 pitches.
Oh, he's done pretty well.
He's done pretty well.
Nothing in one. The pitch to McDonald, and it's high. One ball and one strike.
That's probably where you want him in the fifth inning, around 65.
Okay. Yeah, he's had a couple of 1-2-3 innings.
Yes, he has. Last inning, I think he went 9 pitches. So
settle down. Pitch is low for a ball. Few times over the years, I've broadcast from the secure vibe or whatever, you know, get my car as close as I can when you got a weather day like this. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. More of a concern for broadcasters. It's more rain than it is cold sometimes. You don't want to get a shock, but I remember we were broadcasting soccer one time at North Park and took the car like along the sideline. I thought it was close enough, but I didn't want to be like in the field of play, and people kept walking along and standing in front of us.
We had that problem.
I fly ball to center field, coming out on the Hornets or the Boscobel center fielder. Diving effort, Tyler Miller. He got it.
Nice job, Tyler.
Yep, one away.
We had that the problem in Wisconsin, in the Dells when we did wrestling up there.
This year. Yeah, that up on the balcony, and it's a big school, but people were choosing to stand and walk around the walking track. So every time we look at mat 3, we had to look over about 10 people or try to stand there.
And they were like maybe 6 feet between us and the other broadcast table.
Yep.
And they stuffed in there like sardines.
Nobody realized that we were actually trying to work. Pitches down low, a ball to Lane Miller.
No, he swung at it.
Did he?
Yep.
Got it. Okay. So he got 0-1. Here's the pitch. That one is high. So 1-1 to count. With that out on McDonald, that means Haseley has retired 8 in a row.
Wow.
He has settled down since the double by Lane Miller back in the second inning.
He's a big boy, isn't he?
He is. Pitch is hit high left field, right field side. The first baseman is over, and it's out of play. One ball and two strikes. Oh, yeah. You do whatever you can to get on the air, wherever you are. But, we have done that over the years. Sat in the car. I've got a pod, too, that looks like a fishing shack.
I do, too. We were thinking about setting them up.
We were thinking about it. 1-2 pitch down low. The broadcast last year, the last time I used a pod was last year. I was at a Richland Center softball game. And it made quite a difference. I mean, it was like a 20-degree difference when you opened up
I'm sure.
Stepped outside. 2-2 pitch. bouncing ball, funny hop to first base. Luce picks it up on the bag for out number two. But what I was concerned about was I had an anchor to the ground, but the wind was blowing so hard, it was just like flat, 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 the whole broadcast, you know? And I thought it was going to, like, start rolling me like a weeble across the field or something, but it didn't. Well, we've got time now for a pinch batter. It looks like Teague Perkins is coming in to hit in the place of Wes Bosworth. So Perkins is in. I'm not sure whether Wes will re-enter or not. We'll find that out.
Yeah, we'll find that out.
Bottom of the inning. Two away. The pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Told you before the game, Teague on the team. Good to see. And he's good for backup, you know. If there's a rhubarb. Luckily, you don't have too many of those in high school baseball, but got some backup there. Send Teague out there. He'll settle it down.
I would not want to mess with him.
From the windup, Haseley with a pitch. Teague takes a look at a ball. What a nice young man. He's been fun to watch through his career. What a year of football.
Oh, yeah.
Too. Yeah.
Just a good kid. All around good all-American kid. Just
good sportsmanship.
Oh, my goodness.
From the windup, Haseley with the pitch. Teague looks down low. I was very impressed. I interviewed him during football, and I just commended him because in football, you know, people tackle him. He's helping up his tacklers. Yeah. He'd get up and help the tacklers up.
Yeah. And that's how it's supposed to be.
And
though.
He said, you know what? He goes, I get better response. He said, if you're out there and you're being a jerk, you're not going to get any, you're going to win any friends, you know. And I like to see that. Takes a look at his strike now.
I have full count, Phil.
Yep. Pull up on Teague, Isaac Gauld in the hitter's circle. Haseley ready to pitch. Outside, he walked him. Teague draws a walk. First Hornet base runner since the second inning. So Haseley, who settled significantly, that's only the second walk he's given up. And Isaac Gauld is the batter. They're going to have a runner now for Teague.
He's re-entering.
Yep. Wes Bosworth out to run. So Teague gets the job done, gets a base runner. Isaac Gauld has grounded out and popped out today. Working against Haseley in fifth inning. 4-3 Boscobel. Throw to first. Oh, didn't get him. Close play.
Yeah, close play, but he was back. Good call by the umpire. Good call. It was a good call by the umpire.
Cameron Luce kind of sold it well, too, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, he sold it. He started to celebrate before the tag was down. So that's how an umpire looks at that. I mean,
yeah.
So
they are going to appeal it to the home plate umpire to see. And now I think there's going to be a conference between the – I think the home plate umpire is going to say, hey, I can't see. You know,
Corey Grassel says, he's out. He's out.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, he's telling me he's out.
Oh, well. You know, it depends on how you look at it.
Corey Grassel's the head softball coach now.
Oh, is he? Yeah, I didn't know that.
Nice guy. Unless you're Henry.
Well, throw to first and the runner is back. We'll have to interview him then this year.
You would like that, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah. Not about the team, just about you.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Gauld is back in. Bosworth lead, throw over there again. He's back in, head first. You know, in the majors with the pitch
that'd
clock.
Be it. That'd be
you can't,
three.
Yeah, you can't do it.
Well, you get three over? That's
I think so.
Now, is that per base or is that per runner?
I think it's per runner, isn't it?
I
here's the pitch. No, it's a ball. Throw back to first, not in time.
So my question is, you know, he's already thrown over there three times. If he advances a base, he can try to pick him off again, correct?
Yes. Yes. I believe that's right.
Okay. I did, honestly,
pitch clock, they don't throw over there as much. Got to speed up the game a little bit. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. And I've said that with high school before, too. Sometimes, you know, let's just get on with the game. But it is, you know, it's actually part of the game to keep the runner over there. But
see, now it's 20 seconds once he's in the box. You should get 20 seconds. Unless you throw it, and then the clock restarts once he gets back on.
For high school, that's a rule.
For high school. Yeah.
I can tell you, Hank, that I've been calling games since 1986. I've never seen that call. Haseley ready. The pitch is upstairs. And I know that's the call, but I think umpires just kind of give them the benefit of the doubt, right?
That's a tough call.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, because you call that, and let's just say you end an inning on a bases loaded because he's taking 25 seconds to get ready. I mean, because it could go either way.
Easily with the pitch, and Gall went around for strike two. Isaac trying to pull one down the line. Two balls, two strikes on Isaac Gall here in the top of the fifth inning. Hornets with the tying run aboard here, but two away. Easily with the pitch, acting away, ball three now. Cole Wassinger on
it. 82 pitches now. He's pitched, what, 21 pitches?
Yeah.
22 pitches, so.
Been a longer inning.
It's been a very long inning, so.
Only one base runner, but first two outs, they took him to the count. There's a throw to first again. Osworth is back. He'll get a lead. Pull up on Isaac Gall, trying to get around on one here for the Hornets in the fifth. Easily ready. Runner going. Here's the pitch. Bounce. Gall towards short. Glove there by Wayne. Breyer's throw. Got in.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're keeping him busy, aren't they?
They have today. That'll do it for the Hornets. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left aboard. We go to the bottom of inning number five here in Boscobel. Bulldogs continue to lead it 5-4 here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy two, get one free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match to try something new. Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year, courtesy of Walsh's Grilling Department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
When it comes to choosing a propane company, there's no settling for second best. Feral Gas is the propane provider that can give you the quality service you deserve. Whether you're using propane for your home, business, or farm, they're the dependable propane company that's been powering communities across the nation for nearly 80 years. With 24/7 emergency service, flexible billing and delivery options, and a customer referral program that pays you back, it's no wonder why Feral Gas Richland leads the pack. Call 647-2164 today and experience the Feral Gas advantage.
Welcome back to Boscobel. Phil and Hank with you. Bottom of five. Bulldogs will send Cameron Luce, Hunter Gunderson, and Stuart Trum to the plate. Thomas Ohner warming up for his second inning. He faced four batters in the fourth inning. Bulldogs leading 5-4 here. Early season baseball. We've had years, I've talked about it before, where we luckily get out like it's March 30th, and it's like, oh, it's pretty nice, and it's the last nice day till May. April can be something else, that's for sure. Throw down the second, we're about ready.
Yeah, and you know, Hohner's back on the mound again. He's thrown 18 pitches. Let's see if he's kind of settled down a little bit.
So,
bottom of five here, Phil.
Hornets working the staff a little bit where Boscobel has used just one. I'd be surprised to see another Hornet pitcher in here before.
Yes, the end of the game. And that's not a bad thing.
Luce has scored twice tonight. The pitch is upstairs. Singled in the third, walked, and in the first, scored both times.
Well, if I know Coach Marks, I know he likes to get a run per inning. So that's his goal.
That is a good goal. Well, they've been successful in three of four. Here's the pitch. This one is high. Two balls and no strikes.
Well, he's happy right now. It's fifth inning. He's got five runs, so he's happy with that. But he would like to get a couple more on the board, especially now in the later part of the inning of the game. So
here's the pitch. Backed him away. A lot of history on this field. Talking about a couple of teams from Boscobel that made it to state. Won state once.
Yep.
Late 80s. Rio is inside, called a strike. The batter brings the bat back. 3-1 now and Luce.
Great coaches here. I mean, Todd Fisher, Russ Atkinson. I mean, just great coaches here. And
here's the pitch. That one ripped to left, fairly well hit. Hornet left fielder is back, and that ball is going to be caught by the center fielder.
Yeah, nice play.
Dosh calls him off in the left center field gap. What a way.
Yeah, that was a nice play.
Cameron gave it a pretty good ride.
Yeah, he gave it a big-time ride.
Hunter
Gosh done a nice job tracking that ball down, and not a nice job, so.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, is it Steve Stallman that used
Steve Stallman was the coach when they went
coach here. 80, I mean,
or 99.
Yeah, I mean, it was 98 and 99, I believe, wasn't he?
But I think he only went for 1 year.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Here's a pop fly right field side. First baseman Wes Bosworth over and hauls it in for out number two. So two up, two down quickly, and the batter will be Stuart Trumb. Yeah, I had a chance to go to Appleton, and I think was that my first time in Appleton, because I called many a state game before that, but we were in Wausau through the years
okay.
and then when it moved in the 90s. But that was, I think it might have been the first year at Appleton when Boscobel was there. Here's the pitch upstairs for a ball. As we now know at the state tournament, we've been very fortunate to be there a number of times.
Oh, my goodness.
Including last year.
Yep. So we've got some good talent coming through this. You've got Riverdale,
yeah.
you've got Ithaca, you've got Weston.
You've
got River Valley. I mean, River Valley's kind of like an underdog. You've got to be really careful with them guys.
Yep. The Hornets' biggest rival in the conference. And Dodgeville, they lost a lot to graduation, but always good.
Oh, Pat Riley has them guys always going. So.
Yes, he does. 2-1 to the count on Mr. Stuart Trumb. Third batter up for the Bulldogs. Hornets have now retired four Bulldogs in a row. That one taken for a strike.
Yeah. And if you notice Stuart kind of ducked, you're going to get a strike every time if it's close.
Yeah.
Because the strike zone moves. The umpires are going to ring you up.
2-2. Here's the pitch. And that is, what?
The ball.
I'm not sure. I thought he moved his right hand as a strike, but it's a ball. 3-2. Full up now on Stuart Trumb, the left fielder. Here's the pitch. That's the ball, and he coaxes a walk. He'll head to first base.
A little story about Mr. Trumb. Good kid. I called a basketball game a couple of years ago. I caught him for a double dribble. And so that was his nickname that I've always called him, is Double D, double dribble all the time. So he said, I wish you wouldn't call me that anymore. I said, well, that's what you are, my man. Good kid. Good family.
One on with two away. Wiyaki, the catcher. He has singled a couple of times. A couple of RBIs.
Yeah, he's two for two. Good game from him.
Runner at first, throw to first. The runner's back in, head first. And he will get it back. So we are ready to go here. Bulldogs trying to add to their one-run lead at the bottom of the fifth inning. Owner says yes to the sign. Here's the pitch. Swinging strike.
Good cut.
Nothing in one to the batter. We can talk about conference, and it means a lot. But, for instance, Ithaca is a state champion. They were third in their conference
last year. Yes.
And they're going to have a tough ride in the conference again this year. They're a really good team. Swing and a miss. Throw to first. Not in time.
Yeah,
one just a few miles away.
Eagles. I'll tell you what. Yeah. You know, I talked to Ben Dooms from Mozica about his baseball team. He goes, we've lost pretty much everything, but never underestimate that man.
Well, and they've got another Loomis boy coming up.
Who's,
when he's on the mound, they got a shot every day.
Here's
the pitch. It's a strike. Runner going to second. It doesn't matter. That was strike three, wasn't it?
Yep.
Tag was made, so there are four outs on the play, but only one counts. Wiyaki strikes out. He's out for the first time today. Owner with his second strikeout. And we are through five in Boscobel. The Bulldogs leading it by a score of 5-4 over the Richland Center Hornets here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way, by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Looking to make your next major career move and find a place to call home? Look no further. Rockwell Automation is hiring primarily second shift assemblers and material handlers in Richland Center with the ability to move up and advance your skills with ample growth opportunities. What could be better? If you're looking for a traditional work week, predictable and stable work schedules, and an environment that's clean, comfortable, and friendly, and let's not forget about the amazing benefits that begin on day one, Rockwell Automation might be the place for you. Learn more and apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center.
Welcome back to Boscobel. Phil and Hank About time for Hank to go get us some SpaghettiOs over at his house.
Yeah, SpaghettiO time. Amanda's here. I wonder if she could get us some SpaghettiOs.
Oh, maybe.
Can you cook SpaghettiOs? Can you cook SpaghettiOs?
Yeah.
You can, yeah. Right out of a can.
Pitcher is going to remain on the mound for Boscobel, Landon Haisley.
That is Amanda Walsh we're talking about.
Yeah.
Sweet lady.
Wassinger will be the batter, then Logan Peterson and Ethan Haiti.
I kind of feel bad for Jamie, but sweet lady.
See, luckily she can't hear it.
I know.
That's a secure broadcast facility.
If we're not careful, we can't even get out the way. We're going to be frozen in here.
Yeah, probably frozen in. Your towels are working, though.
But it's got warmer in there. Starting to fog up a little bit.
Yeah, it probably is. Yep, like we're at the drive-in or something. Oh, boy.
Oh.
Wassinger has walked and scored and grounded out.
Phil, June, he will be coming home tonight.
Yeah, he will.
We going to Other Brothers after we're done?
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Then what are you going to eat on your diet? Is this your cheat day?
Well, it could be.
Could be your cheat day. There's some good food there.
Oh, brother. I tell you what.
All right. Wassinger standing in. Haisley from the windup. The pitch popped first base side, out of play. Strike one.
Wassinger actually played a really nice second base today. He's showed some very good range back and forth and to the side. So
he's got a lot of varsity experience, that's for sure. But you're right. Taking away a couple of hit opportunities.
Yes, he has.
Here's the pitch. Bounce. Foul. Nothing in two. Got a new baseball up for Haisley.
So are these two in the same regional is what I'm going to ask you now?
You know, I haven't seen that. You know, Boscobel kind of goes back and forth between divisions.
And so does Center. It just depends on where they're going to be at.
Little check swing back to the pitcher, fielded by Haisley. He runs it about halfway and throws him out. There's one away. I'm not sure. You know, they were that year you mentioned in 2019.
Right.
And I'm not sure if that – I'm sure that information probably is out. We've had a few other irons in the fire, so I haven't had a chance to check that.
Right.
Batter is Logan Peterson, and here is Haisley from the windup. The pitch, swing and a miss. I do know that Riverdale and Ithaca are in opposite sectionals.
And that's not just weird.
It is.
It's just –
Riverdale goes toward Johnson Creek, and Ithaca goes elsewhere. They both have tough sectionals.
Yes, they will.
Here's a swinging strike by Peterson, nothing and two. But if they meet, it would be at the state tournament, and wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, that would.
You know, and last year when Ithaca and Weston met in the sectional, that was something.
Yes. Yeah. That was a what? You know what?
That was just awesome.
It was really neat.
Had to lose.
It was really neat for us.
I know. That was like prime time for us.
I mean, to have both of those teams, it's just awesome to do that. So
from the windup, the pitch strike called. It caught the inside corner, evidently, and Peterson is out. There are two away. I think Landon Haisley is pitching as well as he ever has.
Yeah,
this game gets later.
Problem is, he's at 90 pitches already.
Is he? Okay. Yeah. So this will be probably about it for him. He's got another batter or so, and it's Ethan Haiti. Haiti standing in. From the windup, the pitch, high, one ball and no strikes. Impressed by Landon's velocity here as this game gets later, too. He has warmed up. I think that's only his second strikeout, though, as I look back over the roster. One ball, no strikes. This one ripped toward the pitcher, snagged. Line drive is caught. Haiti with good contact. Those are the ones that always frustrate you. I mean, I feel so good coming off the bat, but it's right at somebody, and that is out number three. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on for the Hornets. We go to the bottom of the sixth, the tight one here in Boscobel. 5-4 Bulldogs over the Hornets on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Hi, this is Mark Carreri at TitleWorks LLC. Title insurance. What is it? Why do I need it? What am I paying for? Which title company should I use? All good questions. If you're buying, selling, or refinancing, visit our new website at titleworks-rc.com to answer these questions and more. TitleWorks LLC, located 161 North Central Avenue in Richland Center,
647-7900. Take me out to the ball game. It's the sixth inning. They're playing Take Me Out to the Ball Game on the loudspeaker here at Boscobel. Landon Hazley, Caden Strang, and Wyatt Anderson, 7, 8, and 9 batters for the Bulldogs. Will face Thomas Horner, who's on for his third inning of work.
Yep. I've looked up some sectionals.
Okay.
So, and Richland Center got bumped up to D2.
Ooh.
So they're in with Adams, Friendship, Baraboo, Edgewood, Lodi, Mauston, Mount Hoar, Platteville, Portage, Reedsburg, River Valley, Saugbrer, and Wisconsin Dells.
Okay.
You talk about a tough regional.
That is. That one, that commonly has been the one that River Valley is in, because River Valley has played Mount Horeb and Wisconsin Dells in the tournament quite a few times through the years. So they're in together. Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Here's the pitch upstairs to Hazley. 1-0. Landon, the starting pitcher, he's gone the distance tonight, and 0-2 with a bat.
But, Boscobel's, they're in the D3 one, and it's not much better, buddy. They got Aquinas and Cuba and Darlington and Dodgeville.
Yeah.
Fenimore, Lancaster. I mean, Mineral Point, Prairie du Chien.
They're all tough, yeah.
Viroqua and Westfield.
Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh.
Even Westfield.
Yeah. Ooh,
I don't know.
That'd be a debate about which one is tougher.
Yeah, I tell you what.
2-1. Horner with the pitch. Strike call. I might even say the Division III one is tougher.
Yeah.
You know,
and
a lot of,
and to be honest, it kind of reminds you of the basketball sectional in the D5 this season. I mean, it was a tough sectional. Royal
Buzzsaw.
Yeah.
It's to Hazley is high for ball. 3-2 to the batter.
Our other local teams include Ithaca. I mean, where do they go? Yeah, they're with Brookwood, Cashton, which is DeSoto's.
Yeah. Swing and a miss by Hazley. There is one away. That's 3 strikeouts now for Thomas Horner. Caden Strang, the batter. He has scored a run after being hit by a pitch and struck out today.
Yeah, you got North Crawford, again, Royal, Seneca, I mean, Wazika, Weston, Waniwak. I mean, what a tough bracket that would be.
That is. Here's the pitch. Strike call. Similar bracket as last year, but, you throw in some of those northern teams from the Scenic Bluffs and Royal and Coach Joe Vicenda. I presume he's back for his 55 years? He's
been rushing.
Swing and a miss, nothing in two. But they're always competitive. In fact, Ithaca last year on their run to state played Royal the first game, and I was thinking, oh, that's a tough game, and they did. They got the win, but they were challenged about midway through. They finally pulled away.
Right. Yeah, let's look at Riverdale. They got Shellsburg, Benton, Southwestern. I mean, they're competitive every time they go out.
Southwestern was at state a couple years ago. Right?
River Ridge, then Potosi and Cassville.
Swing and a miss by Strang, two away.
Potosi, Cassville. Pecatonic is in that one with,
ooh.
So,
yeah.
And then you got Monticello, Albany, Iowa Grant, Highland, Williams Bay, Faith Christian, Belmont, Barnival, Blackhawk, Argyle. I mean, it's not an easy walk.
Anderson, the batter, takes a look at a ball. 1-0. Wyatt is 0-1 with a walk. Oh, they're trying to finish strong. The Hornets are going to have to score a run in the 7th.
Yes, they are.
To keep it going. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-1.
But, I tell you what, Hunter's done a nice job coming in relief.
He has. And you look at it, good middle relief guy or good closer for the Hornets this year. Probably will get a few starts. This one fouled off. It is 1-2. The Hornets, I think they're going to be improved this year. Right?
Yeah.
Look at it helps to have some people that have played a lot of baseball. You got some seniors out there. 1-2 offering. Swing and a miss. Horner off the mound confidently. How about that, Thomas?
Nice job.
Strikes out the side in the 6th. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. It's amazing. It was kind of a wild batter's duel early, and now it's turned into a pitcher's duel.
Yes, it has.
We go to the 7th next. It is 5-4 Boscobel on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Home Sweet Home.
Is it a dream or a reality?
When it comes to buying or selling a home, Seifert Realty can help make your dreams come true. At Seifert Realty, it's not just about buying or selling a property or home. It's about understanding your needs, your desires, helping you navigate through the real estate process, making your home sweet home a reality. Seifert Realty. Call 608-604-6039 or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
Stay with us for the Gillette Plumbing and Heating postgame show following the completion of this one tonight. Moscow three outs away from getting a win. The Hornets want to say something about it here.
Yeah, they do. A big thing is going to come pitching here. He's only got 8 pitches left. So.
Ah, so interesting. All right.
Avery McGlynn is now batting for the Hornets.
McGlynn reached on an error back in the second and scored a run. Hornets, all 4 runs came in the second inning.
And if you notice, I think a lot of these runs have been by errors.
Pop up third base side over the third baseman. Diving. Did he get it?
Nope,
no.
He did not.
Wyatt Anderson hauled it in. That would have been big for Boston.
Oh,
Landon Haseley. One out and one pitch. But it wasn't to be. Nothing in one. McGlynn, and then the top of the order. Dosh and McDonald for the Hornets trying to come back on the road in the season opener here today. Haseley looks in for the target from Wiaki. Here's the pitch. High fly to center field. Coming on, Miller. Coming on. He's got it. There is one away. Back to the top of the order, and Brady Dosh, 0-for-3 on the day. He's hit the ball hard every time.
Yeah, he has.
One of those things where you keep swinging, it's going to go eventually.
They had 2 grounders to the left side and a fly ball right to the short right field, so...
Haseley from the windup. There's the pitch upstairs. Big Hank that Landon gets through a batter here in the inning. Now we can finish to this batter.
He can finish to this batter. So. And, if let's just say we get him a ground out here, he can finish the ball game.
Finish the ball game. 1-0, the pitch down low for a ball. 2-0 to Brady Dosh. On a dugout on the steps, trying to root him on to victory here tonight. Dosh is back in. Haseley kicks and fires. Changeup strike call. That was a beauty.
That was a nice pitch right there.
Kind of a tough one to hit. 2-1 to Brady Dosh. Haseley looking in for the target from Wiaki. Here's the pitch. High fly right field. Foul out of play. Two balls.
He's got 2 pitches left. So
2 pitches, yep.
That's my count, so that's unofficial.
He can keep going, though, to the batter. Right?
Yep. As long as the battery.
So Dosh ready with a 2-2 offering. Haseley with a pitch. Swing and a foul back. Just got a piece of it. Dosh batting. You're guarding the plate, as they say.
Yep.
What you got to do. Hornets warming up another guy on the far side here late in the game in case they have another
You never know.
Half inning.
I mean, you got to keep playing.
2-2 offering. 5-4 Boscobel. 1 out of the 7th. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball left field side. Down by the third baseman. Picks, throws late. And the Hornets have a base runner.
Big play right there.
So Dosh on. He's got good wheels. And that will be it for Landon Haseley of the Bulldogs. Pitching change here at Boscobel.
He's at 100 right now. So
we'll take time out. We're in the 7th. 5-4 Boscobel. With one away. And the Hornets have a runner at first. Trying to at least tie it here in the 7th. On WRCO and WRCO.com.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees. Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer. Selling state and local municipal surplus. Offering daily auctions including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. It's easy, convenient, and fast. Don't wait. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com before you miss today's auctions. Find Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Like us today.
Welcome back. Pitching changes made here in Boscobel. Tyler Miller is now on. He's a lefty, replacing Landon Haisley, who hit 100 pitches on that last ball to Brady Dosh. So, Tyler, left-hander. Henry has a different perspective here as a batter. The Hornets haven't seen a lefty, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, good coaching move from Boscobel. I mean, let's just see. But you never know. I mean, you don't know if center's been seeing any lefties in practice. I mean, maybe a coach is sitting there throwing lefties all the time. You don't know.
Yep.
So, but at this point, it's a good move.
Warm-ups continue. Hornets with one on, one away. And first batter to bat will be Jacob McDonald facing the new pitcher.
Ashley has, from the pitcher, went to third base.
Okay.
Then I believe that the third baseman, Anderson, is in center field.
Okay. That's where Tyler Miller was
before. Yep.
Miller wiping the ball on his uniform. Getting ready to work here. Runner at first base. Keep in mind, Brady Dosh has got good speed, so
yes, he does.
Anything, pass ball or a wild pitch or whatever, he's hightailing it. I don't know that Richland Center would steal in this situation, but we'll see.
You've got to make sure. I mean, if you go, you got to go.
Yeah. Got to play for a run at the tie anyway.
Got to really be careful if you're pitching not to get a balk going to first base. So
sure.
So and Brian Alvin is an umpire. He's really good at this, of watching that balk. So and he really works on that balk call. So he does a really nice job. So
all right, we are ready to go after they get everything noted on the lineup card. Runner at first. Tyler Miller set. The left-hander, runner running, here's the pitch, it's the ball inside, thrown to second, it's close, but not in time. That's a stolen base for Brady Dosh.
Yeah, you just said it, you know, he's got speed, and they're in business.
He had a good jump, didn't he?
Yes, he did. We're going to extra innings, Phil.
You think so? Hank called it. One ball, no strikes, when it's 38 degrees, it's inevitable, you're going to go extra innings. Here's the pitch outside for a ball, 2-0. Runner back at second base. 5-4, Boscobel, top of 7. Hornets trying to tie it up. Runner at second, representing that tying run. Here comes the pitch by Miller. Outside for a ball. Lane Miller due next for Richland Center with the rally caps on here in the 7th inning.
3-0 here, Phil.
I think they've got 3-1, Hank.
They've got 2-1 up there.
Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. That's strike two. Runner
strike
back
two.
A second. Yep.
Yeah, 2-2 here.
McDonald
Hank
back.
Was wrong again, sir.
Hank was wrong? Mark that down. I think you took the lead on me. But not by much. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball.
Tough pitch to lay off. Nice pitch.
Yeah.
But nice shot from the catcher.
The bottom dropped out.
It would have been a
hard one to hit. Full count. Tyler Miller trying to get him out of it here. Hornets trying to score. The pitch outside. He walked in. There are two aboard.
You know, I'm going to be honest. Not a bad walk at this point in the ballgame for Boscobel. So
good point. You got a double play
you
opportunity.
You got a double play opportunity.
Fours at second.
Yep. Or third. So
yep.
Infield fly. So everything's going to get for you right there. So
Brady Dosh at second. Jacob McDonald at first. Top of 7 here at Boscobel. This historic field, great to be here broadcasting tonight.
Lane Miller's hit it twice out to left field. So.
He's got a single and a double. He cleared the bases with
a
double in the second inning. Right now, runners at 1-2, one away. Miller's set to work for the Bulldogs. There's the pitch, popped up, first base side, and out of play. Strike one. Wes Bosworth, the scheduled hitter next for the Hornets. Runners at 1-2. Dosh at second. McDonald at first, both with pretty good speed. Nothing in one. Tyler Miller with the pitch, and it's outside to Lane Miller.
One trying to get that outside corner, I guess.
Yeah, he's struggling with that one, but not wanting to come over the middle of the plate.
I wouldn't either with Lane.
One and one. Here comes the pitch. Just a bit high, evidently. Count is 2-1. Hornets trying to rally here on the road tonight.
They're in business, though, Phil. One out. Bases, runners at first and second.
Lane Miller blows on his hands. Now grabs the bat. Ready. Here's the pitch outside. 3-1.
Number three batter in your lineup. Can't beat that. So and he's up 3-1 in the count.
Yeah. Hitter's count, although he might have the take sign. Miller's been struggling. So we'll see what happens here. Runners lead now at 1-2. 3-1. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball. First base side. Picked up by the second baseman. Throw to first. Got him. Runner at third. Rounds and looks and gets back. So there are two away now. Runners at second and third for the Hornets. And Wes Bosworth, the scheduled hitter for the Hornets. Coming up here, he's a lefty. Nice play by Caden Strang, the second baseman there, by the way. That's a pressure situation.
Oh, my goodness.
Come up with that throw, right?
Yes. Wes is 0 for 2 for tonight. Let's see if he can turn around.
Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air, and it's in the infield area. Looks like this could do it. Popped up. The pitcher calls everybody off. There's a collision. Ball drops, and it's called a foul ball. The run scores. What happened? Were they
They had three people. Pitcher called everybody off, and two people, the catcher and the third baseman, come out and just hit him out of the way.
And I think Coach is going to come in here and ask it.
No, it was foul ball.
It was a foul ball?
It was a foul ball, yeah.
All right. Well, that answers his question.
I will tell you this. Last time I seen that, it was the University of Arkansas in the World Series. All they had to do was catch the ball to win it. And they
0 for 1. Here's the pitch outside. Runner leaning at third, and Wiaki threatens to throw there, but the runner is back in time. 2-3 with two away here. A ball and a strike on Wes Bosworth, trying to help the Hornets take the lead. Boscobel trying to get the win. They're an out away. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air. Left field hooking. Foul. Strike two. One ball and two strikes for the Bulldogs. Trying to get out of it here and get the win. 5-4 leading. New baseball comes out for the pitcher. Tyler Miller on a relief of Landon Haseley trying to nail down the win for his starting pitcher. 1-2 on Bosworth. Here is the deal. Strike three called. And they're going to throw the first anyway. Did they swing?
No, he dropped it.
That is it. Three outs. And Boscobel hits the win column tonight on the first night of the season. No runs and a hit. There were no errors and two left on. The Hornets round runners at second and third. And Boscobel wins it in 6.5 today. Tonight's final score, 5-4, Bulldogs over the Hornets. Stay tuned for the Gelenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Gelenic Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome to the Gelenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show. We're looking at the numbers here. Bill and Hank with you in our broadcast facility here tonight. And looking at the Hornets with a big four-run inning in the second, as it turns out. That was the only scoring that they would do. Boscobel spreading out the runs, two in the first, one in the second, and two in the third. And Henry Bray, at that point, after the third, did you feel that would be the last time we'd see a run scored?
No, but both teams settled down, and they did a really, really nice job. And you can't do anything better than that. They played really good baseball.
I thought so, too.
So, you know, and it's, you know, just one of those games that someone had to lose. They both played well.
Yeah, I was thinking, too, that you saw both teams kind of get a little confidence, get some skills in there.
Right.
Both teams had to make some plays on the defense.
Yep. Yep, it wasn't without question. So, but, you know, it's not, you know, Lane Hasley from Boscoville pitched six and one-third inning. He gave up six hits, four runs, three strikeouts, but he was just solid. He always kept the batters off balance.
Yeah, that was true. And he really had a good middle innings, put up some zeros.
Yeah, he did. And Hohner, I thought Hohner did an outstanding job for Richland Center coming in and pitching. What did he pitch? He pitched three innings. He gave up two base on balls and had five strikeouts. I mean, Richland Center had a total of 11 strikeouts for the game.
Right.
So that was impressive to me. And Boscoville only had four strikeouts. So,
well, the turning point of the game is a tough one to pinpoint, but I think you go right down to the very final batter, maybe. And Tyler Miller on it.
Yeah, I believe, you know, he
gets a good strikeout there.
It's a huge strikeout. So,
and that ends the game. And Boscoville in the win column with, you got the tying run breathing down your neck at third base, and all the pressure was on. So nice job by the relief pitcher Tyler Miller, who nails down the save for the Bulldogs here tonight. And that's your Dunkin' Rewards, Dunkin' Donuts turning point of the game here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers in the new year, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee, limit one per member per day. Triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays, and 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase, so quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindle's at 647-5851 today.
The place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists are kind, courteous, and do whatever it takes to help you. Services include free in-town delivery, free mailing, and price matching to give you the most for your dollar. Not a Prescription Center customer yet? Stop soon. You won't be disappointed when you switch to the Richland Family Prescription Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Spring to savings with this month's specials at All American Do It Center. Now through April 30th, while supplies last. Get a 10.1-ounce tube of Tight Bond Pro-Grade White Silicone Caulk, now only $2.49. Save 50% on select assorted garden tools. Choose from spade or square shovel, garden rake or hoe. Your choice, now only $7.99 each. Save with the April specials of the month at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Our post-game show continues, sponsored by Gelenic Plumbing and Heating. I'm Phil Nee, joined by Henry Bray for a wrap-up of the game tonight. Boscoville Bulldogs get the win by a score of 5-4 on the day. Five runs and three hits for the Bulldogs. Four runs, seven hits for the Hornets. Hornets leading hitter Lane Miller, who is 2-for-4 with a double and three RBI and a bases-clearing double in the second inning. Leading hitter for the Bulldogs, 2-for-3 for catcher Jaron Wiocki. He has two RBIs to his credit as well. Tyler Miller scores a run. Cameron Luce, 1-for-3 with two scored. And Wyatt Anderson walks on the day and is 0-for-2 officially. Caden Strang scores a run as well after being hit by a pitch in the second. And the eventual winning run was Wiocki, actually his courtesy runner, Jeremiah Degenhart, crossed the plate with run number 5, and that turned out to be the winning run today here in Bulldog Country. The winning pitcher, Landon Hasley, as Henry mentioned, a nice performance.
Yeah.
Hit 100 pitches after there were two batters faced in the second, in the seventh inning. And then Tyler Miller comes on to nail it down. For the Hornets, Lane Miller pitches the first three innings, strikes out 6. Thomas Hohner on in relief. He strikes out 5, you know, and for Thomas, boy, what a strong finish. Strikes out the side in the sixth inning.
Yes, I thought he did a very good job. I really did.
I did, too. Yeah. Overall, good effort here at Boscoville for both clubs.
Oh, I thought it was a great effort, Bill. I really did. So,
anything else you can say as we look back on this?
No, you know, it was a pleasure to be with you because it's very rare when I do get to do a spring game with you.
Only because you were canceled somewhere.